Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Over here to join us in studio for the rest of the show. Good to see you, man.
It's good to be here. It's voluntary.
Both shows.
But this was voluntary, this off-season show and today's work, but I showed up to both.
And you showed up on time. We appreciate
that. That's right. Thank you for being on time.
I'm not the tardy one here today.
Paul, your thoughts?
I made it back in time for Logan. Logan knocked out 4 hours of his 176 hours. Yeah. Vrabel pointed out they have 176 hours of off-season work and that they dropped four of them today.
Do you look at it as voluntary?
No. The only way I would miss it, personally or whatever, is a family emergency or something in that nature. But, I don't, in my mind, I wouldn't be working out and I would be working out anyway. I might as well work out with my guys. I'm stayed in Nashville. I work out in Nashville anyway. So no, I don't necessarily view it as voluntary, but in some people's instance, it can be based on what's going on with their family and different points of their career or whatnot. But where I'm at in my career and where I'm trying to go, it's not voluntary. I'll be there every day that I can be.
You ended the last 2 months of the season, really, and really it was before then too, with a lot of charity work last year, and you're back at it this off season with a big event coming up at the Bell Tower. I thought it was funny. You called me up, maybe it was last month. You said, "Hey, man, I've got this event at the Bell Tower." I'm like, "I do too. I do too." It's just a couple of weeks before yours, so we were comparing notes. And with your Ryan Animal Rescue Foundation, you've got the Chow Down coming up Friday, May 31st at the Bell Tower. Tell us more about it. Tell us the idea behind what you're doing and how you're raising money in a big way.
Yeah, anybody that knows me, listens to this show, or might be new to know who I am, I'm always going to tell you I'm more than just a football player. Animal rescue is my passion. Over the last 2 years and even longer of starting my foundation, my 501c3 nonprofit, I've donated over $100,000 of my own money and spent a lot of time. This isn't just a hobby. This isn't just a feel-good thing for me. This is something that me and my wife do full-time on top of football. So we thought the way that we're growing, the amount of respect and the noise that we're making in Nashville, why not do something to actually fundraise, to raise some funds, have people support us to do even more, make a bigger impact. And we came up with an event called the Chow Down. Jonathan's going to be a part of it. He's going to be the voice of it, so he'll be there. A bunch of my teammates will be there as well. They'll show up, some celebrities from the Preds, from the Titans, local celebrities. I have some musicians. I wanted to make it a big party for Nashville that night. So like you said, it's going to be Friday, May 31st at the Bell Tower. Other than football and family and faith and all those great things, I like food and wine. Right. So I'm combining everything in one. So it's going to be a food tasting event. And it's going to be a wine tasting event. I'm having 15 restaurants that I eat at, 15 of my favorite restaurants, all donate their time and their food to participate in a bite to eat. I got Sunda there, Sambuca. I got Hattie B's. I know people wait in line a long time for Hattie B's. I got food trucks there, Funk Soul Brother. I got
Martin's Barbecue.
Martin's Barbecue is going to be there. So there's a list of 15 well-known restaurants. I got caterers, food trucks, actual high-end restaurants. There's a large wait. So they're going to be cooking in a bite to eat. If you get a ticket, you'll be able to walk around, taste every single one. There'll be an open bar for everybody in the building. It's going to have an open bar. You can vote on your best restaurant at the end of the night. I have Marcus Mariota as my headline judge, Kevin Byard, Ben Jones. I got Maite Garcia, who's Prince's ex-wife, but she's also a singer, a dancer in Vegas. She runs her own animal rescue. She's amazing. Wow. And Kathy Bissell from the Bissell Company has her own animal pet foundation as well. She'll be there too. And they'll be judging to judge the best restaurant as well. And they'll be having a Dogbardi trophy, which is a replica of the Lombardi. So everyone
it's
who comes.
It's legit too. I've seen legit. The photo.
Oh, it costs money. Yeah, I got a legit. whatever you saw the Patriots get this last year, when I got two of them, I have a replica, but it's with dogs on it.
Yeah.
So it'll be fun. I want to make sure that I mentioned, like I said, there'll be wine to be tasted. There'll be food from 15 different restaurants. There'll be silent auction items. There'll be jerseys, cleats, all types of things that I have to sign. Patriot stuff, Tennessee stuff, music stuff, all types of stuff. There'll be live events, live auctions as well. The VIP tickets are limited. If you get a VIP ticket, you will have your own access to a bourbon tasting. For all my bourbon fans out there, Greenbrier Distillery is donating six of their bourbons. Pickers is donating a lot of the vodka. Tito's is donating a lot of product. Yazoo Brewing Company is donating a lot of the craft beers there. They're having a beer named after the event that you can try. So it'll be exclusive. There'll be dessert up there for the VIPs. That's where all the celebrities will mingle. I want to give a huge thanks to our sponsors, the Bissell Pet Foundation, Kathy Bissell. She named the VIP lounge. She'll be the Bissell VIP Lounge, and Ashton Real Estate Group. Gary Ashton's a huge fan and a huge supporter of mine. All the tickets can be found anywhere on my social media, at Rarf on Instagram, Logan Ryan on Instagram, RyanimalFoundation.org. Ticket sales are available now. I'm letting you know it's limited. There's only like 200 tickets sold here, so it's going to be an exclusive event. But all the proceeds, everyone that supports me, check it out, and it will all go to charity. 100% is going to go to these animals in need. So I just want to have a fun night for Marcus Mariota to support me and be there. Kevin Byard, Ben Jones, different prep players from different cities are going to be flying in. And like I said, it's one night where you really get to taste Nashville in all one night. You get to have 15 of the restaurants there. If you've never been, fly in. You can taste everything there. You can have bourbon to taste from local distillery. You can have some, I mean, open bar. They're like, are you crazy? People are going to be stumbling out of there. So I encourage you to use Lyft or Uber.
Yes.
And do not drive to this one. Because
they need to be a sponsor of this event.
Yeah. So I encourage everyone. But no, it's a good time. And when I was telling my marketing people about it, they're like, we don't know how you're going to pull it off, or that it actually is worth the price of admission because the amount of food that you're going to be tasting and the bourbon you're going to be tasting and the ability to bid on the auction items that are going to be some exclusive stuff.
Here's the other thing, too.
Excellent sales pitch, by the way. Yeah. We're also going to tweet out from Midday 180 everything that Logan just mentioned.
It's out there. We're good.
You can get all the links and everything else you need there as well.
The other thing, too, I want to give a shout-out to Logan about, that a lot of players, and I say a lot, that a lot of players who do events like this will put it off on an agency to come in and set up the event, run the event. The player shows up and puts his name on the event. That is not the case here. Logan is doing the work behind the scenes, and it's been excellent. You've got a great setup here because I know the building, working firsthand with the building, and they're awesome too with Infinity Hospitality. You've got a great setup. I like the fact that you're using the upstairs area for the VIP because that is separate and apart from the entire event, but yet you can take in the entire event from that vantage point too. And tickets are limited because it's not a big space. I like that aspect. Yeah. 75 tickets of those are available right now online.
VIP, 75 VIP.
And then $125 tickets for the downstairs area.
Yep, $200 for a VIP ticket. Only 75 are available right now. If we could open it up, we might a little bit, and 125 tickets for the main event. So like I said, it's very exclusive, but I'm going to have a lot because I got to comp a lot of people. I got to have a lot of people that want to show up. Some of my friends, some of these celebrities, some of these athletes, they want to come. I'm going to make sure they come and have a great time.
Some of your radio hosting friends.
Yeah, some radio hosts. You know, they can check it out. That's a donation. You know, all the ticket prices are just a donation. And everyone here has it. This show does extremely well, so I know everyone here has it.
Well, Logan did help us get a raise.
He did.
It's true.
As far as you know.
Great agent for us.
You know, and Jonathan's going to be there, and he's going to voice it, and he's going to help me out. And I just called him. I said, look, I'm doing this event. It's my first fundraising event in Nashville. I live in Nashville. I'm going to do a lot for this community, and that's why I do it that way. I don't go to a marketing agency or have somebody I could throw my name on because I want to build those relationships with you guys, with these restaurants. I'm going to be here. My kids are going to go up here regardless of where I play. So I want to lay down roots, and I want it to be a good first year so I can make it an annual thing. And everyone knows they can tell their wives or buy a new dress and come on out May 31st and have a good time.
Logan Ryan in studio with us. By the way, he's going to be at an evening with Amy Adams Trunk this Thursday night at the Bell Tower. Excited about that. He's willing to show up, and he'll be sitting at a table with Titans fans that night, along with all of us. It's going to be a great night at the Bell Tower on the 18th, this Thursday, and then also Friday, May 31st. We've just tweeted out the link at Midday 180, at Real Logan Ryan on Twitter, is where you can find out more information about the Chowdown, Friday, May 31st. More with Logan Ryan coming up. It's the Midday 180, served up by Wendy's.
So I was at Augusta National over the weekend. I'm walking around the grounds looking at how magnificent everything looks. The green grass, the great grounds there. And I'm thinking, you know, I need to get my yard looking like this. That's why I called Dickens Turf and Landscape Supply. Trey Hartsook is on the line with us right now. Trey, I know a lot of people watched a lot of golf this weekend. They're thinking, I want my yard to look that great. And that's where you guys can help.
Chad, that's exactly right. If you have the budget of Augusta National and you can spend tens of millions of dollars on your backyard, then we can make it look just as good or even better than them. Come on down to see us. But all jokes aside, if you want a great lawn, all you have to do, it's not that hard, come on down to a Diggins Turf and Landscape Supply. We got the individualized turf plans for you. We make it easy. We say month to month. We break it down. And it's really simple. So you're not going to get overwhelmed. Say, I need this. I need that. I'm overwhelmed. All you have to do is come on down to Diggins Turf and Landscape Supply. We'll get it explained to you, get it broke down, and put the ball in your court finally so you can take care of it yourself. And one thing you need to do also, if you've got the mower out this year, it's not acting right, you're tired of fooling with it, come on down to Diggins Turf and Landscape Supply. Let us put you in a Toro, Ferris, Snapper. We sell the best brands. All you have to do, come on down and see us. Location in Nashville, Cool Springs, Hendersonville, Murfreesboro, Bellevue, Brentwood Lawnmower, Mount Juliet, and brand new Diggins Turf and Landscape Supply, 454 Downs Boulevard, Franklin, Tennessee. Check us out online, DigginsSupply.com.
Logan, what did you think about Tiger yesterday at Augusta? I know you were watching live for the final holes there.
Yeah, I can't lie and say I watched every single hole of the Masters this year, but I definitely, when I saw where he was at on 16, I was eating at a restaurant and walked in right at that, and I wasn't leaving until I kind of saw him finish it. And obviously extremely, extremely good for golf, extremely happy for the man personally. We all love that in America. We love that triumphant story, but it kind of shows you in his limelight or in life how you're loved, then you're hated, then you're loved again type of thing. So, you know, 2 years ago, everyone said he'll never win ever again, and now he's winning. Everyone said, I always knew he'll win again. You know, it's kind of like what it is, but he kind of had that internal belief, and he kept competing when it looked really bad. And, you know, and it shows that you keep competing, keep fighting, whatever your struggles may be, he was able to prevail. So I'm extremely happy for that.
I feel like for a lot of men aged 35 to 45, right in that window, it was almost like an emotional moment when Tiger won again yesterday, because I know I can raise my hand and say I'm probably not watching as much golf as I do if it's not for Tiger Woods in the late 90s. That's when a lot of people my age started playing. I'm not a big golfer now. I don't know if I ever would have picked up a club or been interested in it had it not been for Tiger Woods. And I'm sure there's a lot of people just like that.
I love the way you left me out of that. Would you say 35 to 45? So you cut me out by 5 years after I just turned 50.
I made sure.
When it affected me exactly the same
way. Say 35 to 50 there just to fit Paul into that category too.
Appreciate it.
It seemed historic. Like I was at the restaurant and when he two-putted that last one, it was a standing ovation. Just a bunch of random people that don't know each other are all cheering for Tiger. I told my
Chad was 100 deep.
I heard he was there.
I was right
That's
there.
That's awesome.
Couldn't see it. I told my daughter, right there, but I heard
clapping,
it.
Clapping, but not seeing.
I told my daughter, look at Tiger. She's looking for an animal on the screen. She had no idea. But at the same time, I was like, you have to just watch this, you know, because like it was 11 years since he won a Masters or a major. So it's just historic. He's just that type of athlete.
Yeah.
That anything he does like that is just historic. And everyone's going to remember where they're at when he won that.
Where will you be at for the NFL draft next week?
Man,
how do you even bother going downtown? What's the plan?
All you guys got these sweet deals, appearances, cash.
Man, we're in a small market. This is a small market. So
I know several guys that have sweet deals with money coming in.
Yeah, it's all relative. But, I'll be doing some deals. I'll be on the red carpet Thursday night, you know, broadcasting, getting a start on my broadcasting career here.
So, start?
Yeah.
What have you been doing with us for 2 years?
Like the conclusion of it. I look at it.
I'm making
the
big jump. This gig.
I'm making the big jump. You guys, you know, I got the face to go to TV.
All of a sudden, there's a camera, and it's a big deal.
Yeah. So no, I'm doing that, and
that'll be awesome.
You know, I'll be around a couple things like that. But
are you doing the actual interviews, or are you just kind of giving perspective on the night? Do you know?
Don't know.
He's the wrangler.
You know, just sign up.
He's the bait.
And you know me, I'm made for live TV, man. Just give me something and I'll just go with it.
Okay.
I can fill airspace. So, no, I'll be out there on camera somewhere, so you'll see that. And then got a couple other appearances here and there. But I was talking to my wife about it. She wants to go, and I feel like you have to because you don't know the next time it's going to come to Nashville. And obviously, it's a great honor for the city, but logistically, we know it's going to be a nightmare. I mean, the traffic's going to be a nightmare, so I don't really know.
Just go ahead and plan on settling in downtown if you go down.
I don't know. I might miss OTAs the next day.
That day will be volunteer.
Yeah, that might take me 4 hours to get home. I might as well just go right to the stadium or go right to the facility after I'm done.
Logan Ryan with us.
So I was just thinking that last year, up until the start of OTAs, like on today, we saw a ton of DB videos, social media. You guys were all together working out a ton. And I was thinking, I wonder if they haven't worked out a ton this year because I haven't seen nearly the social presence that you guys had last year. So fill us in on what's been going on. Are you just quieter on social or have circumstances spread you guys out a little bit more?
You know, you can't show everything you got. You know, I think last year we're definitely trying to show people this MMCNB, show people the who we are, what we could be. But it's all talk, you know, and it's all good. But, you know, if you saw KB working on camera, I was probably right there behind him. I'm not trying to show everything I'm doing or everything I'm at in my recovery process. The other guys might have that. Guys might have been a little banged up from the year and working out where they are. But we definitely got together. We definitely worked out plenty. I'm happy with our work. We definitely put the work in, and I know that for sure, and guys are working. But guys did their own thing when they needed to, and guys came in. You should see our Pilates class we got going on. We got a whole football team full of Pilates with Cindy over at Boost Fit Club. So, I mean, we got plenty, and we're definitely putting the work in. I just don't think everything's being as documented. I know we're in a society where you got to video it for it to happen. But
well, you started it last year. Wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, I know. But me personally, I think I didn't want to be on camera as much this year because of my injury. And I think maybe that might have deterred some of the cameras and maybe some other guys. But
where are you health-wise?
Right where I need to be. I'm feeling pretty good, feeling better than I was yesterday.
Paul left for the media availability today, not expecting to get much out of the interviews. How did
Logan
it go?
Logan started early, jumped the gun. I got
well,
there.
Well, he knew he had to come over here.
I thought a couple minutes.
I appreciate that because he told me, he goes, I've got media obligations, then I'll be there. Did you request to go first?
I requested to go first.
You're the man.
Bravo.
I'm getting some power up in the franchise. You know, I get to go first. Well, Vrabel wanted to go last. I don't think Marcus was out of his meeting yet. So that's
okay.
I slipped in.
Logan, more generous to this show than Paul in terms of making a schedule. We appreciate that.
Paul, what did you learn out there? We'll get Logan's perspective
on
your reporting.
A true team player.
Here we go.
Yeah, I learned Marcus didn't have kind of the off-season theme that he had last year when he worked wide base. The theme was, you know, get healthy, but now he's looking for one. You know, the one thing he mentioned that he thought could come up was maneuverability in the pocket, but he's ready for whatever they give him. Everybody was fired up for Arthur on offense to get down in front of the offense for the first time and down at the front of the room and to talk.
I like Delanie Walker's reasoning that he's fired up for him also.
His former position coach and that he's going to get him more balls. Delanie was on the bike today because he's on this program where he's not going to be able to do everything. You've heard some of this because
Let me pick up there. I was doing a Pepsi event with Delanie 2 weeks ago and he was like, dude, I so badly want to just be out there on the field instead of on the bike rehabbing because the work they have me in doing on the rehab is so much harder than anything I would be asked to do in practice. Is that true, Logan?
The bike stinks. Yeah, they don't think about you. They kind of just throw you on the bike. And this isn't just the Titans, but in general, if you bike for like an hour straight, you're just like, your quads is, because usually in football, you do a variety of things and, you know, those guys are doing different drills. So when you're kind of out of it, they're like, yeah, just go ride the bike for like the whole workout. And you're just riding the bike for an hour like anybody would. You got to get tired in that nature. So I just think mentally it's more like it's not what you're used to.
But, and you're watching guys practice.
It's competitive. I mean,
or together at least.
I think that's why they do it in football. The worst part about being hurt, if you love to play football, is not be able to play. You're sitting there watching guys compete. You're watching like, man, I just want to get healthy. And, you know, back in the day, you'd cut the cast off and go out there. But I think people are a little smarter on that with injuries and knowing what time of the year it is.
And look, I get it. Like even the superstars feel that way in this league because it's a cutthroat league where if you're a veteran, you're still looking over your shoulder if you're very productive because there's always a young guy taking the reps at your position. So if you're in the training room, this is my perspective, not Delanie's, and I'm watching Jonnu practice, I'm making sure I get out there quickly because despite all the production, there's always the next guy looking to take your spot. That's the motivation and why training rooms suck.
But there are no reps at this early stage. They're running and lifting.
Sure. Yeah, but again, it's availability.
Here's a trickle-up thing that, of course, I'm doubting its effectiveness, but it's pretty innocuous. Somebody asks you in the hallway, how you doing? You don't say, I'm doing good anymore. You say, which you shouldn't say anyway, because you said, I'm doing well, but we know.
From well to
great. We know in that locker room, we're not going to hear, I'm doing well. But you're not.
Whoa.
Well, certainly not from the jukebox guy. But now you're supposed to say, I'm doing great. I'm doing great. Because they're going from good to great. So this is evidence of them going from good to great. It's symbolic. Kind of a trickle up kind of thing.
I don't mind that.
That was such a broad generalization if you're really just talking about
I like
about
how you worked in the shot against Darren Bates to get that note in.
Yeah.
Well, because Byard said, like, hey, we already got it going. Bates is in there playing the music. And then automatically my Twitter goes off. How much does Karski love that Bates is going already? How much is it chopping Karski?
Well, I think you should learn about every artist that he plays so you can, like, interject, like, is this 3-6? What do we got going here today, guys? And, like, actually drop some knowledge about everyone. Just completely flip the script on it.
Vrabel said, you know, he doesn't take attendance, but the guys who aren't there all communicated with the team about not being there, which is always a good sign. And apparently I kind of misheard Marcus. Somebody asked if it was between 5 and 10 pounds that he put on, and he said yes. Look, if he put on 5 pounds.
I think he said 7 pounds at one point, right?
Did he say 7 pounds? I didn't hear precisely what he said. If you put on 5 or 7 pounds, I think it'll be the most overblown story of the offseason. I want him heavier. I think heavier's better. I think if he put on 5 to 7 pounds, I predict right now it will be the most overblown story from a fan perspective of the offseason. Oh, my God, he put on 5 pounds. He's going to be big and rugged now. Like, I don't
think he was bigger in 2016 when he had his best season.
And I'm all for him being bigger, but
amount.
I think 5 pounds bigger isn't going to make a dramatic difference in the life of it doesn't turn him into John Elway or the more rugged quarterbacks you think.
And Logan, you put on weight?
And Marcus Mariota is a from the very beginning, people told me he's a hell of a weightlifter. He does very well, and I'm not calling it, you know, he's not a slight guy by any means, but we know one of his best qualities is that he is agile, you know, and he's never going to be a particularly heavy, bulky guy. It's just not his build.
You get annoyed by people coming up asking if you've put on weight in the off season?
Well, people always say, like, man, like, whatever you're trying to do, like, if I'm trying to put on weight, my agent's like, man, you're looking big, you put on weight. And, you know, if I'm trying to lose weight, like, maybe I went to a vegan diet last year and I cut a couple pounds. Man, you're looking great. You lost a couple. So, I mean, I don't know. I think it's all mental. I mean, maybe for a quarterback, and I heard Jameis Winston's trying to put on like 20 pounds. I don't know if that's
going to
be a good
look. You should borrow from Ryan Fitzpatrick. Did you see him running?
No.
Ryan Fitzpatrick is outright fat.
Well, Jameis Winston, if he's trying to put on 20 pounds,
yeah, I heard
I feel like he should be going the other way. Yeah,
some quarterbacks are, but I think Marcus is a great athlete. So whatever he wants to do, he could probably do it. I mean, the biggest thing is healthy. At the end of the day, you got to be mobile. It's a game of mobility, and a lot of it's your joints. And you got to keep your joints kind of mobile as well, because if you get big, where that be, if you're stiff, if you're skinny and stiff, or you're big and stiff, stiff doesn't work. So you got to be able to get out of some nasty tackles, make some nasty tackles, and be able to get up. And I think durability, and I think a lot of that has to come with some joint work. But Marcus is working extremely hard. We have a lot of the similar people that we train, we rehab with and work with. And I know nobody's rooting more for Marcus than me personally.
May 31st, Logan Ryan presents the Chowdown to benefit the Ryan Animal Rescue Foundation. It's going to be at the Bell Tower Friday, May 31st. Details online right now. You can go to ryananimalfoundation.org. That's the direct link for it. You can also just go on Twitter, at Hutton1045, at Midday180, and you can follow Logan for the best details, at RealLoganRyan. Thank you for coming in, man.
Appreciate you having
me,
man.
Oh, it's fun. Good luck with the event. I've already asked my wife if we can go.
Smart man asked for permission.
We'll find out if the permission has been granted soon.
Well, it's as I think she'd like to go. It's as much about if we have anything else on the calendar as anything.